USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Limited details, but breaking news at this hour. Police officers are said to be swarming an auto parts store in Charlotte, North Carolina, after reports of a possible shooter inside the building. After the Pentagon at first said there were no American casualties from it, the U.S. military is confirming that 11 U.S. troops were treated for serious concussions after the Iranian missile attacks on two bases in Iraq earlier this month. This is a soldier who experienced one of those attacks.
Well, we heard the sounds first, and then the shockwave just, like, drove, like, even through these T-walls all the way down, and it just kind of punches you in the heart.
President Trump says he's certain he'll be acquitted by the U.S. Senate in the impeachment trial against him, saying that the trial is not going anywhere, and repeating his claim that House Democrats impeached him for no good reason. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On Capitol Hill, the North American Trade Pact passes. It will help farmers. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, the Senate Finance Chair, with the final vote tally.
The yeas are 89. The nays are 10. The bill is passed.
The world's two largest economies signing a trade agreement that will benefit both the United States and China. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The stage is now set for a wider agreement in the future with China after phase one of a deal was signed by both parties, ending months of negotiations. Beijing will now purchase an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. goods and services over the next 24 months. That includes $32 billion in agricultural products. The Trump administration also put pressure on China to stop forcing firms to turn over their intellectual property in exchange for the right to do business with Beijing. President Trump said the agreement also makes the world safer.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Taking a look now at your money, another record session on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 267 points to close at 29,297, the NASDAQ up 98 points, the S&P 500 up 27.5 points. In other news, another caravan heading toward the U.S., but the Mexican government appears to be doing something about it this time. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The president of Guatemala says a caravan of migrants that's been heading towards the United States has been blocked from entering Mexico. The president saying the Guatemalan government was told by Mexico's foreign minister the caravan would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. Mexico's foreign ministry has not commented on that report.
For the first time in history, the Pope names a woman to serve as manager as the Vatican Secretary of State.
Francesca Di Giovanni, a 27-year-old professional in the Catholic Church, Pope Francis announced her appointment as Undersecretary for the Section of Relations with States. Di Giovanni has worked in the multilateral sector and focused on migrant and refugee matters in the office, and she specializes in international humanitarian law, communications, private international law, and intellectual property and tourism. The move is in line with Pope Francis's prior comments favoring a greater role for women at the Vatican. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.